As we know, the Burnie City Council divested itself of a few things earlier this year, including the Burnie 10. That's now been taken over by Epic Marketing and Events. It was a huge success last week. Next week, it's the Kids 3-2-1 Go. It's been taken over by the Burnie Athletic Club, and the chair of the organising committee is Mark St. John, who joins me now. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
First of all, I've got to say congratulations, well done on the Burnie Athletic Club for stepping up and taking over this event, because it was too good to let it die, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and it's been a beautiful fit working with the Burnie Athletic Club, and we look forward to some real improvements moving forward.
There was normally it's held the week after the Burnie 10, but there's been a couple of things, dates shifted and long weekends and things like that, so it's on Sunday the 7th of November. How will it differ from previous events?
Last year, because of COVID, we had to change things around, but this year we've gone back to our original format. We're allowed to have 2,000 people in the ground with the standard COVID restrictions, of course. But we'll be welcoming hopefully up to 1,000 runners, as we do, to run our normal course.
Okay, 3-2-1, 3 kilometres for, I think it's the 12 and 13-year-olds, and down to 1 kilometre for the littlies. And of course, parents and onlookers will have to wear masks, so there'll be over 1,000 people. That's a given these days, isn't it, really?
Yes, unfortunately, that's the era we're living in at the moment. Yes, and as you say, the athletes won't need to wear masks, of course, but yeah, 5-, 6-, and 7-year-olds will run 1 kilometre. The 8-, 9-, and 10-year-olds will run 2 kilometres, and 11-, 12-, 10-year-olds will run a 3K event.
Yeah,
we do have also a lap for littlies, so for anyone, any kids up to 4, we've had newborns being carried and running with mum and dad. It's about a 400-metre course, right from the word go, they can be involved in the 3-2-1 go.
And I know there's been kids that have done, like they've done the first one as a 5- or 6-year-old, and they've actually gone through and done the whole, every event, up until they turn 13, and then they sort of graduate to the 5K part of the Burnie 10. But it's a wonderful tradition for a lot of families, isn't it?
It certainly is. For kids who have completed those 9 races, they actually get an individualised race bib with their name on it, which makes them feel special, and that's probably the top achievement in our 3-2-1 go, and we just want the whole event is to make kids feel special, to make them give them the joy of running. And there's nothing more natural than to be physically active and to run, and we'd like to support that in a safe environment and one that's more suited to their level, so the kids don't feel that they need to be out there running in the Burnie 10.
As you mentioned, last year's event was a little bit different because of COVID, and I think you had capped fields for that. Is that the case again this year?
No, fields are all open this year, and you can still actually enter online at the moment, www.321go.com.au, and we're taking entries right up to the day. And so the fields are still very much open, Mark.
Okay, now, because it's been taken over by another group that hasn't organised it previously, normally it relies on quite a few volunteers. How are you off for volunteers, Mark?
We're going very well for volunteers. We've got a wonderful group of volunteers. Some have volunteered, Martin, right since our first event in the year 2000.
You'll have to give them a bib too then, Mark, by the sound of it.
Each year they get a T-shirt, but that's what our society's like. We like to all band together, and everyone puts in that little bit extra for the kids. One year we had almost 1,500 children from across the state, from far away as Queensland.
Really?
They
wow.
Come down to be involved. And it's so important, like any sport, that we foster our kids right through. And then it will naturally follow, but our volunteers are an integral part of that, and we're looking like we've got those volunteers plus more from the Burnie Athletic Club. A lot of the members of the Burnie Athletic Club have got kids or grandkids actually running in the race, so it's hats off to them. Thank you for them very much for their support. It's been a wonderful connection with the Burnie Athletic Club, and we've plan to continue with our volunteers and hope to keep them for many years into the future.
Yes, like so many other things, it just wouldn't function without the volunteers. You dropped out a little bit there when you were mentioning where people can enter. It's entries only taken online again, Mark, so just go through that again for us, please.
Yes, it's online at www.321go.com.au.
Pretty easy one to remember. Okay, and entries will close when, Mark?
We're taking entries right up to the day.
Okay, terrific. So Sunday the 7th of November at West Park, what time does it get underway?
I think the first event is at 9:30.
Okay, terrific. Well, have a great day there, Mark. It's a fantastic event. I'm really pleased to see that it didn't go under. And well done to you and the Burnley Athletic Club. Good luck and thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks very much, Martin.